name we've prayed. Can we put hands together for the living God as we sit down? God bless you. I especially welcome you once again to another resurrection morning. That beautiful day, they said, is alive. They went to the tomb and they discovered that you cannot seek the living among the dead. Our Jesus is alive. I'm not getting an amen. Our Jesus is alive. We serve the living God, not the dead God. God bless you. Today we are looking at something interesting. Something simple but yet interesting. This morning we'll be looking at what we have titled The Sin of Adonijah. The Sin of Adonijah. The Sin of Adonijah. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. The Sin of Adonijah. I thought we'll see a graphical presentation of this topic. Okay, let's move on. The Sin of Adonijah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able. I think it is verse 11, not verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. Now, yes, this is my emphasis. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. If you also go to the book of Romans chapter 15, Romans chapter 15 verse 4, Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, the Bible says, for whatsoever things were written before time, we are written for what? Our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Brethren, the stories in the Old Testament, like I love to say, they are not just historical stories. They are prophetic because they reflect conditions in the New Testament. Praise the living God. The stories in the Old Testament are a reflection of conditions in the New Testament. Nothing is written in the Bible by accident. No part of Scripture is a mistake. The Bible says that the Old Testament ordinances and stories are a shadow of things to come. So you can see a story in the New Testament and it reflects conditions. One of such stories is the story of Adonijah. How many of us know who Adonijah is? Let me see those that are familiar with Bible stories. My God. How many of us know who Adonijah is? Not up to 30% of the congregation is lifting their hand. So what do we read if we don't read the Bible? Brethren, you can have hours on WhatsApp and Facebook and Instagram, but you cannot read Bible stories to be familiar with the scripture. You have a long way to go in this heavenly race. Well, Adonijah was the elder brother of Solomon, who wanted to make himself king when David was about to die. One of the stories in the Old Testament that gives a condition of the new is this story of Adonijah. Now, we'll take a long reading to understand the story properly before we start solving the puzzle. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 1 from verse 1. It's a long reading, but it will give a picture of what we are looking at, since many of us are not familiar with the story of Adonijah. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no eat. Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be sought to my lord the king a virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get it. Can we be faster with the scripture, please? So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. And then Adonijah, the son of Agit, exalted himself, saying, can you see it? From verse 5. Adonijah, the son of Agit, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why has thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man. And his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest. And they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoluit, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren the king's son, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah the son of Agit doth reign? And David our Lord knoweth it not. Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give the counsel, that thou mayest save thy own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, did not thou say, my lord, O king, swear unto me, and swear unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then does Adonijah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee, and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto King David into the chamber. And the king was very old. And Abishag the Shunammite ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, what wouldest thou? And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now, behold, Adonijah reigneth. And now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon thy servants hath he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. And lo, why she yet talk with the king? Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was coming before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, my lord, O king, as thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. For he is gone down this day, and has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's sons, and the captains of the host, and Abiathar the priest. And behold, they eat and drink before him, and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, hath he not called? Is this thing done by my lord the king? And thou hast not showed it unto me, thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swear and said, as the Lord liveth, that I redeem my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and they came before the king. The king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gion, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel, and blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. Then shall ye come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, and he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. Praise God. I will cut short the Bible reading because of our time. Praise the living God, brethren. Now, you can read the whole of 1 Kings chapter 1 and 1 Kings chapter 2 from verse 13 to 25. When you read this story on the surface, You think that the sin of Adonijah was that he was trying to be king. Don't forget that King David had many sons. The first son was who? Amon, that committed incest with his half-sister. And the first son was killed by his younger brother, Absalom. And Absalom also was killed. Adonijah was the eldest surviving son of King David. Now, here is David. David is getting old. Everybody knew that David was about to die. And Adonijah stood up and proclaimed himself king. Because naturally, he is the eldest son remaining. The first three before him had died. He was the fourth and he was the eldest son remaining. Adonijah made himself king and said, I will be king, even while David was yet alive. If you read the story on the surface, this is what you will see. Adonijah was trying to, you know, plan a coup against Solomon and make himself king. But when you look deeper, you will see that the sin of Adonijah is more serious than somebody trying to become king. The sin of Adonijah was so serious that even when Solomon killed him, God sanctioned the death. God did not speak anything against Solomon. What sin could he have committed that would warrant his death? Brethren, let's go deeper. Adonijah was not just trying to be king. There was a particular sin that Adonijah committed. And I hate to say this, that this sin is still being practiced today. Praise God. This same character of Adonijah is still in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Many are still committing the sin of Adonijah. Are you with me, brethren? If you read the Bible in 2 Samuel chapter 5, from verse 7 to 14, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7 to 14, God made a covenant with David. 2 Samuel chapter 7, rather, and called this covenant what? The sure mercies of David. That David was going to have an everlasting kingdom, an everlasting throne over Israel. That even if his sons commit sin, 2 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 4, that even if the sons of David commit sin, God will not take away his mercy as he took it away from Saul, but he will chastise David's sons with the rod of chastisement. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shall thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places where I have walked with all the children of Israel, speak I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build me not an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep court, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight. And I've made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thy enemies. Also, the Lord telleth thee, David, that he will make you an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Now, your seed, David, will build an house for my name, and I will establish the kingdom, the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy, hallelujah, my mercy will not depart from him. Can you see eternal security? As I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Praise God. David desired to build God a temple. And God said, David, because you have shed blood, you will not build this temple.
But I will give you a son that will come out of you. And that son will build my temple. Brethren, this was the sure message of David. The prophecy that God spoke to David, that a son will come from him, that prophecy was fulfilled in Solomon. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Chronicles. I'm taking all this reading so that we can understand this story and have a picture. It is quite unfortunate that I asked how many of us know the story of Adonijah, and not even up to 30% of our hands were up. So let's take this reading so that we understand it. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. That prophecy that you will have a son, that prophecy was fulfilled in Solomon. Everybody knew, 1 Chronicles 22 from verse 1, everybody knew that Solomon was to be the king after David. It was, thus says the Lord. It was not by David's desire. It wasn't David that made Solomon king, brethren. It was God that chose Solomon to be king over Israel. Are you with me? It was not David that said, because I love Solomon more than all my children, Solomon shall be king over me. No, it was God that chose Solomon to be king after David. David knew this. God told him this. It was the word of the Lord to Israel. It was, thus says the Lord to Israel. Let's read 1 Chronicles 22 so that we understand the story properly. 1 Chronicles 22 from verse 1. Then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And David commanded together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he sent messengers to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. Verse 3. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings of the brass in abundance without weight. And cedar trees in abundance, for the Zidonians and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, listen, this was before David became old. David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender. Solomon is probably a teenager by this time. And the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceeding magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build me an house to my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, are you seeing the prophecy now? A son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. That is the meaning of the name of Solomon. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. See, even his name was given before his birth. For his name shall be what? Oh, you are not following church. Even the name was given before Solomon's birth. So it was by divine choice that Solomon was made king. He says, his name shall be Solomon. We are reading. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. This Solomon that shall be born to you, he will build an house for my name. He will be my son, I will be his father. I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Let's read on. We are reading, please. Verse 11. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee and prosper thou, and build thee an house, build the house of the Lord thy God, as he said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou take it to fulfill the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Now, behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord. David prepared abundantly. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 16. Because of time. Let's speak it from verse 16. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. Now, look at verse 17, brethren. It was not only David that knew the word of the Lord concerning Solomon. Solomon was a divine project. Before he was born, God told Solomon, you will have a son. His name will be Solomon. He will be the king after you. He will build the temple that you desire to build. Before Solomon was born, he was a child of destiny. And it was not only David that knew the word of the Lord about him. Verse 17, please. David also commanded who? All the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, is not the Lord your God with you? Has he not given you rest on every side? He has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord, to build to bring the ark of the Lord, to put the vessels of God. Next verse 20. Then David said, this is the house of the Lord. Oh, okay, that's the last of it. Can you see, brethren? So the prophecy about Solomon was known to all Israel. Everybody knew. They were expecting a son, and the son had come. And when the son came, even David commanded the princes of Israel that look at Solomon, he will be king after me. Help him. And in chapter 23, verse 1 of 1 Chronicles, in chapter 23, verse 1, David even made Solomon king over Israel. If you read your Bible, you discover that Solomon was made king twice. Verse 1 is the first time. In verse 1, Adonijah's rebellion had not occurred. This was a small gathering. David made Solomon king over Israel. So everybody knew that after the death of David, by the word of the Lord, according to God's program, because God is the king of Israel and he rules Israel by his word, it is God that sets upon the throne of Israel who should be king. Praise the living God. No man takes the honor upon him. God selects the priest and he selects the kings over Israel. Everybody knew that the one to be king by the word of the Lord was who? Was Solomon. Are you with me? But years have come and gone. After all the events in 1 Chronicles 22 and 23, now David was about to die. Then Adonijah rose up and said, I will be king. Brethren, the sin of Adonijah was not that he tried to be king over Solomon. The sin of Adonijah was rebellion against the word of God. Praise God. The sin of Adonijah was not about Solomon. It was rebellion against God's word. Solomon was not made king by any desire and ordinance of man. It was the word of the Lord that came to Israel that made Solomon king. Adonijah's sin is rebellion against the word of God. Are you seeing it, brethren? The sin of Adonijah was what? Rebellion against the word of God. Despite knowing the word of God towards Israel, despite knowing the word of God concerning Solomon, Adonijah rose up and began to preach another gospel. Adonijah rose up and began to preach another message. The word of God is that Solomon will be king. But the word of Adonijah is what? I will be king. Adonijah changed the message of God to Israel. He brought in another gospel. He preached another message. Praise the Lord. And in his rebellion, Adonijah was able to get a group of people to go after him. Even the general of David's army, Joab, was caught up in that rebellion. Now, when you read the story surfacely, you would think, Adonijah was just trying to be smart. No. Adonijah was fighting the word of God. Adonijah was attacking the word of God. Adonijah was rebelling against God's word. That's what he's saying. He did it to the extent that Solomon said, if this guy continues to be alive, it will be a threat to the stability of the kingdom of Israel. And Solomon ordered his execution. Are you with me, brethren? That sin is still being practiced today. When God gives his word to his people, his word is his standard. His word is his law. His word is sovereign and ultimate. Any counter instruction to the word of God is rebellion. There is no sin that God hates as much as him giving his word, giving his instruction, and somebody coming with a counter instruction to the word of God. There is no sin that God hates as much as that. Brethren, and that is the sin that has reduced mankind to what we are today. When God's word said that Solomon will be king, Adonijah came with another message, I will be king. It is rebellion against the word of God. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. Adonijah's sin is very serious. It was the same sin that Saul committed in 1 Samuel chapter 15. The word of the Lord came to Samuel. Let's read it. 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 1. Samuel said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare him not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered together people and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart you, get you away from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and he's gone about and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people speared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thy own sight, was thou not made the head over the tribe of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and did evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me. And I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. Now look at verse 23. For rebellion is what? Is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, what did he do? He has also rejected thee. Verse 23, please. Verse 23. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Brethren, this is similar to the sin of Adonijah. When God gives his word, God expects his people to abide by the word he has given them. When anyone comes with a counter instruction to what God has said, that person is rebelling against the word of God. And the wage of that sin is what? Is death. Adonijah's sin, I'm saying it again, is not that he wanted to grab the kingdom over Solomon. No. Adonijah's sin was that he rebelled against the word of God. Knowing that this is God's word concerning Solomon and Israel, Adonijah was trying to establish another order. Adonijah was preaching what? Another gospel. Are you with me? That is why we said this sin is still being practiced today. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1, what does the Bible say? 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1. It says, be instant in season and out of season. Are we there? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Look at verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure the word of God. When they will not endure what God has said. When they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, like Adonijah, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. This was the sin of Adonijah. When we see a group of people in Christianity come up today and preach contrary to what God has said to us in the Bible, in the New Testament, they are committing the sin of Adonijah, rebellion against the word of God. And the Bible prophesied that this will happen. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, he said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving it to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, Apostle Peter said the same thing. He said, there shall arise false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord about them, and bring upon themselves what? Swift destruction. He says, many shall follow their pernicious ways, verse 2, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Brethren, that is the sin of Adonijah. 99% of Christians in this generation are committing the same sin. God has said, but they are coming up with another gospel. It is the same character that we see in the Garden of Eden. God gave his word to Adam and woman. Then the serpent came to the woman and said what? As God said. No, if I said, what did God say? Did God say? Then the woman said, God has said. Then the serpent changed the gospel. And what did he bring about? He brought death to entire humanity. If the sin of Adonijah brought death to him, if the sin of Saul made him lose the kingdom, if the sin of Eve caused death to the entire human race, brethren, those that practice the sin of Adonijah will also die spiritually. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, for she is the life. Hang that scripture. What is the gospel? The gospel, hang the scripture. The gospel is any instruction that God gives for our spiritual well-being. That is the gospel. Any instruction that God gives for our salvation. That is the gospel. Any instruction that God gives for our spiritual well-being is the gospel. The gospel that Noah received was in Genesis chapter 6, where God told him to build an ark. Even gave him the measurement of the ark. That was the gospel unto Noah. The Bible says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, for she is the life. Brethren, many people say, what is the gospel? Yes, we sum it up by saying, for God so loved the world. If we begin to break down the meaning of John 3:16, it is sermons. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. They will begin to talk. How do you believe? What does it mean when you believe? At what point do you receive eternal life? So when we say, what is the gospel? The gospel is God's instruction for our spiritual well-being or salvation. Adonijah's sin was the sin of bringing another gospel. Solomon was the child of destiny. God said, this man, in his reign, there will be peace over Israel. This man, Solomon, is the one that will build my temple. I will give peace over Israel when he is on the throne. What was Adonijah trying to do? If Adonijah successfully removed Solomon from being king, with the prophecies concerning Israel have come to pass, there would have been no peace for Israel in the days of Adonijah. Are you seeing it? So it was the sin of what? Preaching another gospel, rebelling against God's word. Brothers and sisters, that is the same sin, the most common sin in the Christian faith today is the sin of Adonijah. 99% of people carrying the Bible are preaching another gospel. 99% of people going to church are believing contrary to what God has said in the Bible. Praise God. No wonder Apostle Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 4. He says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, if you receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Brethren, in the church today, there's another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. And the painful part is that this another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel is more popular than the original Jesus, the original spirit, and the original gospel. Praise God. Any gospel that allows worldliness in the life of a believer is another gospel. Any gospel that excludes trials and persecutions for a Christian is another gospel. Any gospel that tells you that gain is godliness is another gospel. And that is the gospel that is being preached today. How many preachers preach the cross again? How many preachers preach what the apostles have taught again? If the apostles said you should baptize in the name of Jesus, and you come and say that baptism is in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, despite what you are seeing in the Bible, brother, you are preaching another gospel, and that is the sin of Adonijah. The word of God is that Solomon will be king. That was the gospel to Israel. The word of Adonijah is what? I will be king. It was a departure from the original word of God to Israel. And then the beautiful thing is that in the rebellion of Adonijah, he was even able to get some priests to follow him. So those priests would have been sanctioning what he's doing. Oh, Adonijah, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Brothers and sisters, God is not with any gathering that doesn't follow his word completely. God is not with any gathering or any church that is not completely submitted to his word. Forget the excitement, forget the crowd, forget the funny manifestations you see in their midst. The Bible says in Psalm 68 verse 18 that even the rebellious, God gives them his gift. So evidence that God is with a gathering is not even the gift of the spirit that they operate. Evidence that God is with you is what? His word is with you. Are we together? Why are we talking like this? The time has come in Christianity where you know what path to take. Are we not all Christians? We are not all Christians. So, for many are called, but few are chosen. It is not everybody that professes to be a Christian that will enter the kingdom of God. In the palace of King Ahasuerus, The Bible says that many maidens were gathered together. But it was only one maiden that was made king. The maiden that submitted herself to the king's chamberlain. It was the king's chamberlain that knew how to dress the woman for the king. Others chose what they wanted. But the Bible says that Esther appointed nothing. The book of Esther chapter 2 verse 15. Esther appointed nothing. But what Haggai the king's chamberlain appointed to her. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abiel, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. She required nothing. But what Haggai the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the woman, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked up upon her. Can you see it? Esther did not say, I will go by my own word. I will do it in my own way. Esther submitted herself to the king's chamberlain. Brethren, if at all we will make it in the rapture, we must submit ourselves to the original word of God. Don't fall into the sin of Adonijah. Don't preach or believe another gospel. If you are truly serious about going to heaven, you must do some spiritual work to be certain that the gospel you believe is the gospel that the Lord delivered to the apostles. It is only the original apostolic gospel that will take you in the rapture. Anything other than that will cause spiritual death. Praise God, brethren. Praise God, brethren. If you are understanding, shout hallelujah. So the sin of Adonijah was that despite he knew what God said, he came preaching another one. I will be king. When the word of God says Solomon will be king. I don't care what God has said. This is what I feel. This is how I feel. This is what I feel. Now, in the sight of man, Adonijah might be justified. Because like we said, he was the only surviving, he was the eldest surviving son of David. The three others before him could not be accounted for. Two had died, according to Bible records. Then the third one, we want to infer that the third one had also died because nothing is said about him. So of the sons of David that remained, Adonijah was the eldest. You understand? So naturally, he could have thought, yes, as the eldest son, not this young boy, not this young boy that came, that I used to back when they gave birth to him. How can you make this small boy? The gap between Adonijah and Solomon is much. Solomon was not the one born after Adonijah. Before Solomon was born, many other sons of David were born. So the gap between Adonijah and Solomon is so much that even if Adonijah died, if it is by the law of natural selection, it would not have gotten to Solomon. Are you with me? But it was not by natural selection, it was by the word of the Lord. Even before Solomon was conceived, the prophecy came about him. Israel is ruled by the word of God. The church of Jesus, which is spiritual Israel, is also ruled by God's word. The word of the Lord says to us, I permit not the woman to teach, nor usurp authority over a man. If you come and make another woman a pastor, missus, you are committing the sin of Adonijah. The word of the Lord says, they speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you come and teach another person, say after me, oh, Koko Maiko, Koko Maiko, Koko Maiko, you are committing the sin of Adonijah. They tarried in the upper room before they received the Holy Ghost. Then they went out as Christians. But in this generation, they'll say, say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept, I believe, now you are born again. That is the sin of Adonijah. Another gospel, another message. The word of the Lord came concerning Solomon, and he knew it. Praise the living God. So if it's by natural selection, as I was saying, Adonijah is justified. But brethren, The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man. But the end is what? The end is what? The end is the way of death. The gospel that they are preaching today that is popular might seem right to you. But brothers and sisters, if that gospel is not according to God's word, it is death to you. Look at something in the book of Matthew chapter 16. Apostle Peter almost committed the same sin, but Jesus rebuked him. Matthew 16 from verse 20. Apostle Peter almost committed the same sin of Adonijah. He wanted to rebel against God's word and preach another gospel. Then charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. That was the gospel about the Lord Jesus. You will go to Jerusalem and suffer. You will die. They will nail you. They will beat you. They will deal with you. You will suffer. And if he does not suffer, our sins could not have been atoned for. If Jesus did not die, there will be no salvation for us. So the word of the Lord concerning the Lord Jesus was what? You must die. God bless you. You must suffer and die. And Jesus was telling his disciples that this is what God has said about me. Let's read on. What did Peter do? Peter began to do what? Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Hey, this passage of the scripture, I like it so much. I don't know why. Because it's exactly what is happening in this generation. Peter took him and began to say, "Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee." Brethren, you can clearly see that Peter loved the Lord Jesus. Is that not right? Jesus is saying, "I'll go and die." Peter said, "Eh? Master, God forbid, I rebuke you. Any spirit of death upon you, Holy Ghost fire, I bind that spirit of death. I cast you out." Was Peter not good? You're not answering me, brethren. Was he not doing a good job?
A great job.
He's doing a great job. Oh, he's a friend of Jesus. Thank you, Brayinka. Peter is a friend of Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Who could have loved Jesus more than Peter? You will not die. Any spirit of death upon you, Lord Jesus, Holy Ghost fire. What did the Lord Jesus say? We are reading. But he turned and said to Peter, what did he say? No. He did not say it coolly. Get it behind me, Satan. He rebuked him. You are an offense unto me. You severest the things that be, you are not interested in the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Praise the Lord. But Peter was doing a good thing. Isn't that right? But the good thing that Peter was doing was contrary to the word of God. And the Lord Jesus called him what? Satan. He called Judas devil. He called Peter Satan. In devil and Satan, which one is worse? For those that gnash their head when we say that Judas is our brother. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Apostle Peter received the shock of his life. Eh? My motive is good now. I'm trying to do the good thing. Why will this man rebuke me? Brethren, there is the gospel of God and there is the gospel of good. The gospel of God can only save you, but the gospel of good cannot save you. It might look good in the sight of man, but if it is not of God, it is death. Are you with me? It might look good in the sight of man, but if it is not of God, it is death. So anyone that is serious about going to heaven must strictly adhere to the gospel of God. Praise God. The fashions of this world, how sisters dress, you might justify it. It might look good in your sight. to put artificial hair without a genuine motive. It may look good in your sight to dress in a way where everybody will say, you are beautiful, you are sexy. It might look good in your sight. But please bring it back to the word of God. Is that how God said you should dress? You might set up your ministry in this way. It looks good in your sight. It is popular and highly accepted of man. Man of God, minister, how did God say you should set up your ministry? Many of us don't find anything wrong with, is he not a prophet? He has a gift. Let him go and start a church now. What is there? Is it not God that gave him the gift? What is there? This Pastor Moses and these bright people, you now own too much. No, be God they use them. You now own too much. Brethren, bring it back to the Bible. What is the due order? What did God say about the order of the church? So that it is good in your sight does not mean it is God. No matter how good it is in your sight, if it is not according to the word of God, it is death. So no matter how good it was in the sight of Adonijah, that he was the eldest son of David remaining. The Bible said he was a goodly man. That means he was handsome. He was charismatic. For Joab, a general that fought with David, that fought in the armies of David, for him to even support Adonijah, he showed that there must have been something very good about this man, Adonijah. But no matter how good it was, there was already God's word. And Adonijah rebelled against that word of God. And what happened? Adonijah ended up dying. The sin of Adonijah was that he rebelled against the word of God and preached another gospel. In Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6 to 9. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6 to 9. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Unto what? Another gospel. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. See what Apostle Paul is saying. But though we or an angel from heaven do what? Preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you. Let him be what? As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, what should happen? Brethren, on the strength of what Apostle Paul said, how many Christians are accursed in this generation? Apostle Paul baptized in Jesus' name. It was Apostle Paul that said a woman cannot be a pastor. It was Apostle Paul that said, do all speak with tongues. It was Apostle Paul that said, without holiness, you will not see the Lord. But many people are preaching contrary to the gospel he preached. Will they go where he went to? When in this generation, a super apostle in Abuja, Nigeria, will open his mouth and say that there are things Apostle Paul taught that were wrong. What is he committing? That man is committing the sin of Adonijah. And it is clearly written upon him, spiritual death, not only upon him, also upon those that follow such teachings. We are not politicians. We are not saying come to our church. We are lifting up our voice and we are crying. The time will come when messages like this will not be preached anymore. The time will come for the showdown, where God will prove to the world who are the true Christians. Do you know when he'll prove to the world? It's at the rapture. That is when God will prove to the world who are the true believers. God has no double standard. Everybody is following God in the way they want. No problem. We are all going to heaven. But the time will come when God will prove who are the true followers. Last week, we said that there are disciples and there are multitudes. Brethren, you must be certain of what you believe. You must be sure of how you believe, how you follow Christ. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, many are walking in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 or so. He said, they are enemies of the cross. He said, their belly is their God. Brothers and sisters, it is not every gospel that can take you to heaven. Be careful not to be caught up in the sin of Adonijah. Be careful not to be caught up in the sin of Adonijah. Don't be caught up in another gospel. If heaven is your goal, go back, search, look for the original apostolic gospel. In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says we should do what? Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Are you seeing it? When Nathan, the priest, heard that this is Adonijah's plan, he immediately called Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. Do like this, do like this. And Solomon contended for the kingdom. That is what we are called to do as a true bride of Christ. By our life and by our deeds, we must contend for the truth of God's kingdom. We must be like Solomon. Don't be caught up in the sin of Adonijah. Let every part of your life be shaped by the word of God. Don't be a Christian on Sunday and another person on Monday in your working place. During the week, when we see some of our brothers and sisters, when we jam, whether on WhatsApp, if you see status updates, some of us weep. You begin to wonder, is it that this person doesn't hear what we say at all in Bride Assembly Church? And yet, they are regular. Some of them are sitting down now looking at me. During this week now, we will check your status update. It is another thing we will see entirely. If you believe the gospel that is preached here, then live by it. It's not only enough for you to know that Solomon is to be king. You know that this is the word of the Lord, but you are using style to support Adonijah. That's what some of us are doing. Because what declares the gospel you believe is not what you say, it's the life you live. What declares the gospel you believe is not what you say, it's the life you live. Praise God. I'm going to heaven. It's not by what you say, it's by what you do. Let's ensure we are not caught up in the sin of Adonijah. It is unpardonable. Rebellion against God's word is unpardonable. The only penalty for it is death. The only penalty for rebellion against the word of God is death. Adonijah died. Saul lost the kingdom. Adam and Eve lost the presence of God. For those that are preaching another gospel today, it is certain that the rapture cannot be their portion. Brethren, we must wake up. Like I said, don't leave your salvation in the hands of any preacher. Walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Know what you believe and why you believe it. Make sure that you are standing right according to the word of the Lord. Because ignorance is not an excuse. Now, look at something briefly before we round off. In Luke chapter 19, verse 14. This sin of Adonijah was also the sin that Datan, Korah, and Abiram committed in the wilderness. But time will fail me to go there today. Luke chapter 19, verse 14. He said, but his cities, let's start from verse 12 so that you understand the story. This is the parable of the talent. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said, occupy till I come. These 10 servants are the true fivefold ministry. But apart from his servants, there are also citizens. Brethren, these citizens are not just the Jews. These citizens are Christians. He said they hated him and sent a message after him that we will not have this man to reign over us. These are Christians that said we will no longer submit to the word of God. That is the meaning. God rules by his word. God rules his people by his word. He leads his people by his word. So rebellion against the word of God is rebellion against the judgment of government of God. Even in the secular law of the land, when you rebel against the government of the day, it is what? Treason. It is capital punishment. Many have died by the firing squad because they rebelled against the government. That is man. How much more God? God's integrity is on his word. The Bible says the word of God is tried, purified 7 times. So God is not guessing when he is giving forth his word. When he established the New Testament church, the order that is set by the apostles is an everlasting order. He did it in the first church age. He will not come to the seventh church age and begin to change the order of things. It is during the Old Covenant, Old Testament, he gave Moses the law. Until the time of Jesus, the law of Moses was the standard for Israel. Now, in the New Testament, he gave the apostles. Until the rapture, until the dispensation of grace is over, the apostolic faith will remain the standard. So any new teaching contrary to what the apostles have taught is complete rebellion. That is the sin of Adonijah. We cannot rebel against the word of God. You are not wiser than the Lord Jesus that gave the apostles the constitution for the New Testament. The Bible says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So how can we come in this generation knowing what God has said years ago? And just like Adonijah said, instead of Solomon to be king, we are bringing a new message saying what? I will be king. Brethren, let's wake up. Let's not be caught in the sin of Adonijah. Let's contend for the word of the Lord as Solomon did, so that the kingdom will be our portion. Can we put hands together for the Lord Jesus? If you have any questions, you join us tomorrow night by 7 p.m. You say God is not with them. That doesn't mean that submitted totally to God's word. But in Psalm 68, verse 18, that was given to the revelers. The Lord God might dwell among them. Can you explain this for me? Now, let me give you a scripture to back up what you are saying. I explained what you are asking. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, the Bible says that God sends his rain upon the just and the unjust. Verse 45. He causes his sun to shine upon the good and upon the evil. So that both the good and evil will know the reality of God. So when he says that the gift of God is among the rebellious, it is for them to see his reality. So that when he is judging them, they will be inexcusable. Are you getting it? Where God is where his word is. He's only giving his gift as a witness to his reality. They know his reality. They have seen his reality, and yet they are not submitting to God's word. Praise God. So nothing is left for them but death. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet?